Mishnah Hey, in Chamarit Bamardas, a donkey cannot go out with a saddle on its back, even though it used the saddle in order to keep warm, so it's considered a garment, so you would think that it's permitted to go out with it. It's forbidden bizman she'ena kshura lo, in a situation where it is not tied to the animal. Because if it isn't tied, it might fall off, and that might lead to the owner carrying it himself for 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. V'lo bezug, neither can the donkey go out with a bell attached to it, afal pishu pokuk, even if the bell is blocked, meaning if you stuff the inside of the bell so that it doesn't make a sound, it is still forbidden because the general way that people would sell donkeys in the marketplace is that there would be a bell attached to the donkey in order to attract attention. So if there is a bell attached to this donkey, even if it's not making a sound, it looks like you're taking it towards the marketplace, and therefore it's forbidden. The donkey or any animal cannot go out with a ladder, a small wooden ladder which was attached to the side of an animal's neck. And the reason why they would do this is because if the animal had an injury on its neck or somewhere on the side of its body, so it would hurt the animal and damage the animal if it would turn its head towards the wound, because it would rub against the wound. So to prevent the animal turning its head, they would put this small wooden ladder sort of going from its head to its back on the side of its body so that the animal couldn't turn its head. So again, it can't go out like this because this could easily come off the animal and the owner might come to carry it himself in the public domain. An animal can't go out with a strap which is attached and wrapped around its leg. Again, this is to protect the legs of the animal, but since it could easily come off and the owner might end up carrying it, it is forbidden for the animal to go out like this. Chickens cannot go out with small strings or with straps which are attached to their legs. This was either to make sure that they wouldn't run so fast, or they wouldn't be able to take big steps, or it was just to identify that that chicken belonged to a particular person. And male sheep, rams, cannot go out with a mini cart. This refers to sort of a small piece of wood which was on wheels, which was underneath their tail, in order to protect their tail. And again, the animal can't do this in case it comes off the tail. And female sheep cannot go out with a piece of wood which had quite a strong smell in their nostrils. This is in order to make the animals sneeze out their fleas or small worms which are at the top of their noses. And a calf, a young cow, cannot go out with a mini yoke, a piece of wood which animals would often have on their back as they were working in the field. And the reason why a calf would have it is in order to train it to be able to have a real yoke on its back when it grows up and reaches a time where it will start working in the field. Then a cow cannot go out with hedgehog skin stuck to its udder. This is to prevent enemy creatures from trying to reach the milk of the cow. And neither can a cow go out with a strap or a thread attached between its horns, and this was usually as a decoration for the animal, and therefore it is considered to be something which it is carrying. Now, this was sometimes used to control the animal and to guard it, however, it is considered an extra guarding, which is not necessary, and therefore it is considered something which it is carrying, and therefore forbidden. Okay, and the Mishnah ends off with a story, Parosa Shobelozman Azariah. Rebelozman Azariah's cow, Chotze Yotzeberit Sorshben Karneha, would go out into a public domain on Shabbos with a strap between its horns. Without the will of the Chachomim, meaning it was against our Mishnah. We just learned that an animal cannot do that, and in fact the Gemara explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow would never do this. Rather, says the Gemara, it was his neighbor's cow which went out into Rosh Hashanah with this strap around its horns. But the Mishnah in a way blames Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because he didn't protest and he didn't stop his neighbor doing it, and therefore he had responsibility for this sin.